The Gemara, Masechet Nida, Daf Lamed Beis, Amud Aleph, teaches us that the Pasuk is coming to teach us Amar Zutra L'Nesek El Asaycha. The reason why it's important to tovel a young girl is in order that we should be able, B'Saycha Shatruma, we should be able to smear her with oil of Truma. Tanya, as the Brisa says, "Vayichalus kotch b'nei Yisrael sheirimul Hashem." The Rabbi says, "Ashoch." It's coming to include somebody who smears himself with the shemen of truma as a shoisa, or somebody drinks shemen of truma. That he's not allowed to do this until he's tar, as the pasuk says, "B'kadoshim layoich l'arashi yiter." Ask the Gemara, Shai Salam Likra, why is there a need for a pasuk to teach us that somebody who's tamei may not drink truma? Isn't shti b'chlal achila? Ella, says the Gemara, l'rabbis as a shach k'shaisa. It's coming to teach us that somebody who smears himself is halachically equivalent to somebody drinking it. V'boi seima, says the Gemara, another way we know that sichik ishtiya, because the pasuk says, "V'tava k'mayim b'kirboy, u'k'shemen b'atzmoisav." The Torah compares the smearing of oil and the drinking of water, and just like drinking of water, maybe when shti is also, obviously it's also so too with the halacha by sach. So we have the concept of sicha k'shtiya. And in fact, the Mishnah Masechet Shabbos Daf Ayin Vav Amud Beis teaches us Menayin L'Sicha Shekishtiya B'Yom Kippurim, that just like one may not drink on Yom Kippur, obviously, one may not smear himself on Yom Kippur, says the Gemara, Abi Shein Rayel Dov Zeich L'Dov Shnei V'Tov K'mayim B'Kirboy U'Kashemen B'Atzmoysof. Tosfos here, Divrei Maskil K'Shemen, Kishemen says in the name of Rabbeinu Tam that the din of sich kishtiya only applies to oil. Regarding anything else, there is no halach of sich kishtiya, and therefore Tosfos says the fat of a chazir or chalev, which we know is asr, there's no isser of sicha. By then we don't say sich kishtiya. And the Rishonim give two explanations why we don't say by them. One explanation offered by the Rabbeinu Yeruchim is because oil gets more absorbed into the body than other substances. The Rashba explains because shemen is made for sicha, whereas other substances are not made for sicha. Tosfos in Masechet Yuma, Daf Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph, Divrei Maskil D'Tanan, wants to take a different approach. He says that the difference is not between shemen versus other substances that one smears himself with. Rather, the difference is between truma and other substances. By truma, there's a special isra, as the pasuk here says, V'lo yichalalu, that doesn't apply b'shari surim. Ask the Mefarshim, if so, we just quoted the Mishnah in Masechet Shabbos that sicha is also Yom Kippur. Yet here, Tosfos Masechet Yuma is saying that it only applies to Truma. So he says that indeed the Isser sicha on Yom Kippur is in not osa medaraisa. Other Rishonim disagree. They hold that whatever sicha is osur, the isser applies to all substances. So here we're beginning to discuss a very important halacha, the halacha of sicha kishtiya. The Shulchan Aruch in Yerudea, Simon Kuf Chaf Beis Sif Beis, says that one may not use wine. They apparently used to bathe in wine. A chayla she'ein by sakana, because sicha kashtiya. The Rama, however, in Simon Kuf Nun Hey Sif Gimel, says that since it's shloike derech al noson, even a chayla she'ein by sakana, the halacha is one could bathe in stam yenam. And the Gra explains that the machloikis is really what the subject we're discussing. That the Shulchan Aruch is of the opinion that Sicha Kishtiya, whereas the Rama holds that Sicha is not Kishtiya. The Bia Alochem in Simin Shin Chav Vav Sif Yud, the Ramask Bashar Chalev, quotes the Gra, and therefore the Gra's opinion is that one should not do Sicha with any forbidden substance. But the Bi'a Locha quotes the Beir Tam that we quote at the beginning of our shir, that the Minig Olam is to use soap that is made out of Chalev. He just says, Rak Kama Medagdikim. There's certain people who are careful that don't use such soap. But he says, if it's possible to find soap with a hechsher, one should indeed be machmer. The Pri Chodesh, however, says that even if one is machmer in the Aloch of Sicha Kishtiya, since soap is pogum, therefore, we don't have to be concerned about Sicha Kishtiya. And the Tzemach Tzedek makes a very interesting distinction. He says, even though the Pri Chodesh takes the opinion that even by a Dovah Pogum, which is not kosher, one should not be toimit, one shouldn't even taste it, he says that's by Ti'ima, because if we're going to allow the person to taste it, they may come to eat it. But he says that has nothing to do with Sicha Kishtiya. And when it comes to Sicha Kishtiya, the Pri Chodosh is going to take a lenient approach. And if the item under discussion is Pogum, there is no issue of Sicha Kishtiya. So too does the Aruch HaShulchan say that with our soaps, which are very pogum, they won't even be given to a dog to eat, so it's en roi l'achilas kalav, there is no problem of Sicha Kishtiya, even according to the opinions that hold Sicha Kishtiya. And he says, v'chein ha-minik poshut b'chol tfutzus Yisrael, losses b'boros b'marchats, to use soap, even though it's made of non-kosher ingredients, vein poitza per mitzavtsev. The Darki Tshuva, however, says that if one can find soap made out of kosher ingredients, that's what he should do. The Shalos Tshuvos, Shaila Meshiv, discusses soap. And this issue that the Shalomesh discusses there is where somebody didn't sell his chametz on time on Erev Pesach. And he recognizes that it's Erev Pesach after the Zman, and he has soap in his store that has in it chametz. And what's the status of that soap? Is it considered as if he owns chametz on Pesach? So he says, since soap is made out of all salts, all sorts of ingredients that are nifsal, that are nifkam, the halacha is that one could use it. There's no problem with chametz of a life ha-Pesach. And so too is the opinion of the Shalos Tshuvos Or LeTzion, that even though there's a concept of achshavei, that even though by Pesach, there's a concept that even though food has been burnt, the chametz has been burnt, but if somebody's eating it, he's showing Achshvei that this is of significance to him. Says the Oral Tzion, we only say Achshvei regarding Achila. But since, as we're learning in this year, the entire concept of Sicha Kishtiya is a weak concept, therefore, we don't say Achshvei by Sicha. Ramosha and the Shalos Tshuvos Igros Moshe, Orachaim Chele Gimel Semen Samach Beis, says that certainly when somebody does Sicha for a refuah purpose, and therefore he says if somebody has an ointment, a cream on Pesach that may have a chametz ingredient, if it's pogum, there's no concern of Sicha Kishtiya, there's no concern of chametz on Pesach, and one may use it without a question.